Dean, let's talk about the bear, and we won't spoil anything. Nope. I just watched episode one. That's all. And I was talking about this earlier this morning. It reminded me of the very first episode of the first season with the quick cuts. It was hard to follow,
yeah.
And I kind of got lost last night.
Yeah, a lot of people said that. I have not watched any of them yet, so I'm going to try to catch up on it all this weekend. But I do know lots of people that watched all 10 of the episodes last night after they were released at 8 o'clock last night on Hulu. So some people did full binging last night. I think most people did like you did and caught just a little bit of it. And the reviews actually are kind of mixed from what I've been seeing on social media, from what I'm seeing from people whose opinions I respect. Positive reviews are saying that it's more of what the fans have experienced before, that it was funny, but also plenty of reviews saying that the show feels stuck and it's trying to do too much. I think a lot of that just comes from, you know, some people just want to be down on this show because it has dominated the award shows for the past couple of years. So, you know, people just want to kick it no matter what they say. So I'm not going to give you any specifics on anything that happened. I don't want to spoil anything either. So, you know, whenever you all catch up watching it, you can make up your own minds. But know that all 10 episodes are on Hulu last night. I haven't seen any of the they're not exactly ratings, but there is a measurement of what kind of streaming was done last night. And I have to think that it was through the roof last night. They'll release that later on this morning.
For anyone who has yet to watch, go back and at least watch the last one or two episodes of the last season, season two.
Yeah.
Maybe that is what I should have done last night and I wouldn't have been so lost.
I don't think you need to do, you shouldn't have to do homework.
But it's been so long since the last episode.
God, it hasn't been that long ago. It's only
I agree, though. You shouldn't have to work at it.
Less than a year. It shouldn't be that difficult. The show should be complete enough. This is going to be part of my criticism of Kevin Costner's movie tomorrow, where he expects you to do a lot to watch this three-hour movie, which will ultimately be a 12-hour epic later on. Anyway, I'll review that. I'll get to that tomorrow. But for now, from what it seems like, you will be satisfied in watching this. Isn't this just amazing, though, how this show has so captivated people? At the red carpet for the world premiere, of course, all of the cast was there, including Chicago's Chris Witowski, who has been part of the show for the last couple of years. But also lots of people from Chicago's restaurant scene were also at the world premiere. They were involved in the making of the show, but also providing food for the for the world premiere party. Publican Quality Meats was among those represented. Loaf Lounge. So Chicago is still getting a lot of love with all of this.
It also shouldn't be so hard to find the show. It took me like a half an hour to figure out the Disney Plus, Hulu, because of the merger. Am I a subscriber? Did I pay for it? And then I'm getting codes, and I'm trying to log in. And, yeah. And then does FX also show it? And is the deal that all 10 episodes are available on the streaming channel, Hulu, now part of Disney Plus, or does FX still do it like once a week? I'm confused about that, too.
Okay, you sound like my dad when VCRs first came out.
That's not good. All right, let's move on. What happened to Neil Young?
We don't know exactly. What we do know is that he canceled the remainder of his summer tour, completely canceled everything, not postponing anything. He is out and out canceled. What the official word is that there are several people on the crew and in the band, Crazy Horse, that are ill, and they have not yet fully recovered. They've been ill for about a month, and they're still sick. They have not said whether or not Neil Young are among those who are among the ill, but this is 3 months of shows that they canceled. And they said they're going to try to reschedule them once everything is back up and running again, but none of these shows that were canceled will affect us. None of those were Chicago area shows. They were here, I think it was last May that they were here. But Neil Young has a new album that will be coming out tomorrow, full of previously unreleased recordings with Crazy Horse from 1969. So if you're a Neil Young fan, there's something for you. Personally, I think he sounds like a chicken. Sounds like a chicken crowing. It's just me. Yeah. I'm in the minority with that, but I know lots of you love Neil Young.
Yeah,
so,
we do.
So there you go.
All right. Thank you, Chef. We'll hear from Ben Platt and also Jiminy Glick after a break. WGN. And Dean Richards had a chat with Ben Platt recently, and how was that?
Oh, fantastic.
Dean?
He's such a great guy. He won a Tony Award for Dear Evan Hansen on Broadway. He's got a Grammy Award. He's got Emmy Awards. He was in the movie Pitch Perfect. He was great in that. He starred in the TV series The Politician, and I remember the first time that I met him was, I can't believe now, it was like 13 or 14 years ago, when he was in the Book of Mormons. He really like stole the show from the Chicago cast that was here for Book of Mormons at the time. And we interviewed him several times when he was here. I didn't realize until just yesterday when I talked with Ben Platt that he was only 19 years old back then. He was just getting his start on Broadway, and has had an amazing career since then. And he had some fond memories of being here in Chicago back in the day.
I remember a lot of delicious food. I remember being younger than all of my counterparts in the cast and not being able to go out to all the fun Chicago bars with them, and so staying in my Grand Plaza apartment in River North. I remember having just a wonderful time. I remember it being such a great sort of pseudo college experience for me, because I it was right when I deferred from school, and I was sort of living among all my younger castmates and just living away from home for the first time in a long term kind of way, and just really sort of a coming of age year for me, and loved the audiences too in Chicago.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were 19 years old then. I didn't realize how young you actually were.
We'll be 31 this year.
This is the perfect venue for Ben, the kind of music that he does, the kind of audience that comes to Ravinia. It's going to be an incredible night. I'm looking forward to seeing it, but I think you're really going to have a great time there. Will you be doing any Dear Evan Hansen, any little Broadway, anything that we know you from?
Nothing from any of the shows that I've done, but I am keeping a song from the Palace, which is, I just did a 3-week residency on Broadway, and I got to pay homage to some of the women who came before me in the Palace, and I have kept that in the set. So it will be largely my music, and as I said, a couple of covers from the sort of Laurel Canyon Americana school of music, and then one musical theater moment, yes.
Yeah, so he's going to be at Ravinia tomorrow night. Should be a perfect night. He got a brand new album out. You'll be able to just see one of the finest singers out there at Ravinia, a perfect venue for all of that. I should mention, just talking about concerts, the Rolling Stones are at Soldier Field tonight. Doors are going to open at 6 o'clock. The show is supposed to start at 8 o'clock. And then they're going to take a couple of nights off, and they will be performing again Sunday night at Soldier Field. So, that's not a bad pace for these guys. Mick and Keith are both going to be 81 years old this year.
Yeah, that's wild.
And Ronnie Woods is, he's the baby at 77. So, you know, these guys, you know, put on one heck of a show, and then they're going to take a couple of days off and come back and do another one on Sunday.
Yeah, they've always been great in concert. Finally, Martin Short's been guest hosting Kimmel, and he had a guest host. So was that just last night that Jiminy was on?
Well, he's been doing this Jiminy Glick character throughout the week, sprinkling it in. And tonight, Jiminy Glick is going to host the entire show tonight, so I can't even imagine what kind of highlights we may have for you tomorrow on this. But last night, he interviewed Chicago's very own Sean Hayes from Will and Grace, and this is what it sounded like.
I think you may have a mistake. I'm actually the person you're supposed to interview. My name is Sean Hayes.
Like a donut.
I would love a donut.
Stupid COVID. No problem. I'll save one for later. Okay. Now you're doing smartless.
Yeah, it's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
You should do a podcast.
Oh, I don't know. I have never been that broke. You have a birthday coming up, don't you, big guy? Don't you, big guy? You have a birthday coming up.
How
old are you going to be?
I'm going to be 54.
Okay, sure. And you know, I can't wait to turn 24. Oh, delusion. But look what we have for you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Look what we have. Look what we have for you.
That's a happy birthday.
And I'm going to cut.
Wow, thank you. That's so nice.
For you.
Thank
and
you.
And then I'm going to keep this.
Okay, thank you. Wow. Thank you for having me. And thank you for making me a cake.
You're welcome.
Do you want to share it with some of the crew? Or
Not a chance.
So he cut a small little piece of cake for himself, for Sean, and he just had a big old spoon and dug into the rest of the cake all by himself. You can see it on Kimmel's YouTube page. He's so funny. The great Martin Short as Jiminy Glick.
Yeah, the whole show tonight. That's going to be cool.
Wow. Thank you. That's what we'll need after the debate tonight.
Yeah.
We'll need some Jiminy Glick tonight.
Good antidote. Thank you.